Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
A U.S. Rear Admiral on board a U.S. ship positioned in the southern Red Sea says the U.S. allied airstrikes on Iranian-backed Houthi operations in Yemen have reduced the capabilities to carry out more attacks, but says the militants are working to change tactics. A major storm in the northeast finally moving out to the Atlantic. That fast-moving system dumped up to a foot of snow or more in some areas of New York and New England and led to nearly 1,200 flight cancellations today. This is ABC News. Just in time for Valentine's Day, some drivers for Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash are expected to go on a day-long strike. And new words and phrases develop in the English language. Dictionaries have to constantly update. TodayDictionary.com added over 300 new words.
Do you know what girl dinner means? It's an attractively presented collection of snacks. How about bussin'? That means great and wonderful. Like, their fries are okay, but their burgers are bussin'. Dictionary.com has updated its database of words as culture evolves. There are 1,700 new entries. 327 of them are totally new words. So to be in the know, you should probably also know range anxiety, shacket, and keto flu. Alex Stone, ABC News.
From the new to the old, cassette tapes making a comeback in Japan. Industry executives say the tapes are becoming more popular, especially among people in their 20s and 30s, possibly signaling a resurgence of compact analog recording media. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050. Or check out our website at DriftlessAreaLLC.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. This Wednesday, February 14th, is both Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian Church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. On Ash Wednesday, the pastor or priest rubs a cross on the observer's forehead with ashes to mark them as one who is humbling themselves for the difficult 40 days to come. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The Richland Concert Association season continues this Sunday afternoon, February 18th, with the Oakwood Chamber Players at 2 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Oakwood Chamber Players present a panorama of music thanks to an array of talented guest artists chosen for their outstanding musicianship and creativity. The group is composed of six highly talented women, professionals committed to excellence in performance, program selection, and outreach to the community, joined to bring Madison and Wisconsin the finest in classical and new art music for mixed ensemble of strings and winds. They have performed here in the past and were greatly appreciated for their talented and informative program structure. Don't miss the Oakwood Chamber Players this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center, hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Join the River Valley Baseball Team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather for today with mild temperatures, but things will be changing tonight as low pressure sweeps across Iowa into Illinois, spreading precipitation across our region. Right now, it looks like a widespread swath of accumulating snow all the way from northern Iowa and Minnesota through much of Wisconsin over into Michigan. Current thinking is that we could get a couple inches around here, trending heaviest in the northern part of the listening area. In fact, the National Weather Service has hoisted a winter weather advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties starting at midnight tonight, running through 6 a.m. on Thursday. So do plan on slow and slippery travel with those snow and slush-covered roads. Thankfully, that'll be done before daybreak on Thursday. So once the road crews get out and get things cleaned up, things will be in pretty good shape for the rest of tomorrow. Otherwise, some cold air coming in for a couple of days by Friday and Saturday, but that won't last too long with the next mild surge coming in by Sunday and Monday. So today, look for a mix of sun and clouds through midday, then clouding over. Temperature hitting about 44. South to southwest wind up to 10. Tonight, rain and snow developing by late evening, then turning to all snow. The snow accumulations could range from about an inch in the southern tip of the area to maybe 2 to 4 inches around Richland Center and northward, low at 28. Tomorrow, breezy and cooler with clearing skies, high at 34, northwest wind 10 to 20. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, maybe some flurries late, low at 20. Friday, mixed skies, breezy and chilly, a stray flurry possible, high in the upper 20s. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, and continued seasonably cool, low 11 with a high of 27. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and a touch warmer, low 17 with a high of 36. Partly sunny and mild early next week, highs reaching the low to mid 40s Monday and Tuesday. Stay tuned for updates. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Right now in Richland Center, we're up to 24 degrees. We're getting some nice sunshine. Yesterday's high was 40 degrees, the record high 61 in 1954, the record low 48 below in 1951. Last year's high 48 and a low of 31. Sunset will be at 5:31 coming up this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7 o'clock straight up. The air is calm, and the barometer is at 30.17. That remains steady. No precipitation today. With sunshine, we're at 24 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO's Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the busy, really busy high school sports schedule last night. And details on a Badger win, a Marquette win, and a Bucks loss as well.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Last night, team sectional wrestling action was hosted by River Valley, the Division II Sectional C. It was Prairie du Chien 54-19 over Belleville Monticello Nuglaris, and GET Merrill's Manduro beat Lodi 37-26 in match 1 and 2. The final saw Prairie du Chien advance to state after a 49-27 win over Gail Ettrick Trempolo Melrose Manduro. Division III hosted by Fenimore last night. Aquinas was the winner over Iowa Grant Highland 40-28, Fenimore 42-0 over Royal Wonewoc Center, and Fenimore was a winner against Aquinas 44-25 in D3. Girls basketball, the Schulzburg Lady Miners logged a 67-42 win over Richland Center last night. They never trailed on the way to a 45-17 halftime lead. The Hornets outscored their opponent in the second half and played much improved throughout. They matched Schulzburg, making 6 3-pointers. Olivia Brown led Schulzburg with 19. Camden Russell had 16, including 4 threes. Taylor Russell scored 12. The Lady Miners were 11-19 from the free throw line. Richland Center was led in scoring by Ella Weiss with 12, Carly Meaden had 11, Chloe Darling 8, Kylie Burns 6, Addie Board had 3, and Lily Lasicki scored 2. The Hornets were 4-for-8 from the line. Schulzburg won the JV game 36-17. Following the 67-42 varsity win, Schulzburg is now 8-15 on the season. They will face Highland on Thursday night. The Hornets, still winless on the campaign, will host Platteville on Thursday night for the last Southwest Conference game of the season. The WIAA girls basketball tournament begins next Tuesday. The Hornets will play the Weston JV team coming up on Friday night as well. Girls basketball elsewhere, it was Argyle Pecatonica over Lancaster, 60-43. Cuba City got the win against Prairie du Chien, 61-51. The Dodgeville girls edged Mineral Point, 71-63. New Lisbon, 51. Hillsboro, 49. Lafarge Youth Initiative beat Viroqua 50-45. Royal 65, Cashton 47. Wuniwak Center beat Nisida 41-33. Reedsburg over Mauston 68-38. Edgewood 80, Baraboo 28. Montello 47, Portage 44. Sparta 48-38 over Toma. Bangor beat Brookwood 78-42 in the Scenic Bluffs Conference, and Belmont 45, Barneveld 30. In boys basketball, it was a wild one won by Ithaca last night, 78-71 at Kickapoo. It went double overtime before the Bulldogs claimed the victory. Channing Brown had 29, Micah Salisbury 17, and Sammy Clary 12. Arlen Walter had 25 for Kickapoo, and Rye Gerke 18. Elsewhere in the Ridge and Valley, DeSoto 66, Seneca 63. Wazika Steuben got a 55-54 win over Lafarge. And a win for North Crawford over Weston, 56-38. Leading scores for Weston, Garrett Granger with 8, Colton Newman and Trevor Westfall with 6 apiece, Isaac Jennings and Alex Haas 5, Garrett Jennings and Logan Bingham each scored 4 on the night for the Silver Eagles.